There's a new anti-Christian tactic going on in Eritrea. A radio ministry celebrates 50 years in the Philippines, and a new ministry team heads to South Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Police and military authorities in Eritrea jailed 68 more Christians in three official roundup operations within the last few weeks. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says this is a trend that's causing them some concern.
For the first time, the government has now arrested people who were employees at different government ministry offices simply for being evangelical Christians, for no other reason than their Christian faith.
For the third year in a row, the U.S. State Department designated Eritrea as one of the world's worst violators of religious freedom. As evangelism grows, so do the frequency and severity of the crackdowns. It's where the evangelism happens that's of note, says Nettleton.
It seems like where a lot of the evangelism is happening is within the Orthodox Church. It seems like the revival movement there is gaining momentum, gaining growth. Last year, the government actually took over the Orthodox Church. Obviously makes them nervous.
Meanwhile, the film Amazing Grace will be making its debut February 23rd.
I once was blind, but now I see. Did I write that?
Yes, you did.
Now at last it's true.
Amazing Grace.
The World Evangelical Alliance is supporting the film. WEA's Jeff Tunnicliffe tells us about it.
It tells really the story of William Wilberforce, who was a British parliamentarian 200 years ago, who was a very committed evangelical Christian, who was very much involved in bringing an end to the slave trade in the British Empire.
Tunnicliffe is hoping the film encourages Christians to be more actively involved in issues of the day.
We're dealing with the issues of slavery of people today, whether through the sex trade industry or children being forced into labor, poverty. Those are the things that, as evangelical Christians, we're called to engage in and make a difference in.
Resources are available to help churches motivate Christians. Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. CURE International's Scott Nelson says because of the instability in Haiti, it's not a good time to build a permanent pediatric orthopedic facility there. Yet, even without it, Haiti feels CURE's impact. Every 3 months, Nelson takes a team from their Dominican Republic center to work.
We have also been helping the hospital with supplies, improving their physical infrastructure at the operating facility, and so I think in the near future, we plan to continue in this fashion with our regular visits there. We're able to have patients come back to us and have some follow-up.
Nelson says there's more to their ministry than orthopedics.
CURE's medical ministry is combined 50-50 with a spiritual ministry as well. And so this time when we go over there and work in the public hospital, we take a minister from our hospital and combine his work with a local Christian Haitian minister.
Next, Back to the Bible has 50 years in the Philippines behind them and hopes for the future. Woodrow Kroll, president of Back to the Bible, spoke in Manila recently to celebrate. Philippine audiences hear Kroll's English broadcast, as well as three local programs that include Bible studies and prayer time. The nightly counseling program gets hundreds of text messages and calls each night. Pray for many more years of ministry and continued growth. And finally, it's crucial for youth in South Africa to hear the gospel early. The Phoenix Fellowship, supported by the Association of Baptists for World Evangelism, recognizes the current state of drug and alcohol addiction and promiscuity, coupled with HIV, makes the situation urgent. Ministry teams are excited to see growth already and have outreach programs planned. Pray that many youth will be saved and blessed by the mentor relationships established. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International AIDS making available Discovery House Music's Passionate Praise. This free CD features praise and worship for today's church. Songs like Enough, How Great Is Our God, and 13 others. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.